Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by the owner here of a new business in town, Midwest Senior Services, as well as Midwest Outfitters Apparel. We're talking about both of those new businesses and what brought them here to Stewart. So, Haley, thanks so very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, first of all, as I was mentioning earlier, talking about kind of these two businesses, two very different yet still similar businesses. So, kind of talk about what you guys do and who you guys serve.
Midwest Senior Services is a consulting business that I started due to a need. I was a nursing home administrator, and we had a lot of new regulations come down from Medicare, including emergency preparedness, as well as many others. And I saw a need for administrators needing help implementing their new programs. So I started at home, just sending out a couple emails to local nursing homes. And then that actually went off very well. So I needed to start some office staff. And so we moved into our office now in Stewart, and we've grown and continue to grow. We offer a lot of different programs now, including Legionnaires prevention, facility assessments, lots of other things that nursing homes and hospitals, home health and hospice all need to be in compliance with Medicare. So that kind of led me into the apparel, just because I know when I worked with a lot of nurses and CNAs, they had a hard time finding affordable scrubs, or they had to drive an hour to get them. So part of our store is dedicated to scrubs and healthcare uniform needs. And then the other part is a shirt printing. So we want to be able to provide services to all the local businesses. If you need a shirt for, let's say, your staff, just to have your name on it, or if you want to do it for customers, we can do that too. I started the business in April. We moved in here in August.
You're not even a year in, and you're already going from a home business to an establishment with a dozen employees?
We have close to 20 employees, actually. Yes.
Wow, that's absolutely fantastic. So you mentioned choosing Stewart, and there's a few connections to get you here, but what is it about this community that helped you solidify this decision to come out to Stewart? Because there could have been a few other communities you could have chosen from. There's probably a few other buildings that may have been open, but what is it about this community in particular that makes you want to place your business here?
I've always had good experiences in Stewart. My kids all go to West Central Valley. I have kids from preschool up to middle school. So I wanted to choose something in the school district to be able to serve them and any clubs or sports that they're in, just to be able to be close to where they are. We live in Casey, so we live right outside the school district. And this building had some connections with some of my family, and it's a very nice, beautiful building. It's historic, and it's a perfect space for our office.
A few weeks ago when you had the grand opening for this place, you're mentioning hiring new employees. Was this a very attractive business for individuals to apply for? Did you get a lot of applications?
We did. We got quite a few applications, actually, and every person that we have hired has been wonderful. They all have great work ethic and are dedicated. It's great to work in a small town and have the local people work here because they care more than maybe if I was in Des Moines. So I think we found great resources here.
Let's talk a little bit more specifically about the outfitter business. You talk about the scrubs, but there's hats, there's shirts, there's plenty of other things that can be printed. And you got a pretty cool little bit of incentive for nonprofits as well to benefit from this. How can they benefit if they use your services?
We do care a lot about nonprofits. That's kind of part of my personal mission, I guess, is to give back to the community. So any nonprofit that comes in and has shirts printed from us, we write them a check back for 10% every time. That goes for clubs, churches, any nonprofit organization that needs things printed for them. We can also do fundraisers. So if they're doing a fundraiser, we can get special pricing for that and advertise through our store also.
Excellent. And you are not able to just serve this Stewart community with your services, not just on the medical consultancy side, but also on the outfitter side. Talk about how far you guys have reached. What business have you reached out to, and what services can you provide to non-Stewart businesses?
We serve nursing homes and hospitals all over the country. I personally went to Alaska in the early stages of our company in October, and we have consultants in California just about every week. So we go all over the country doing consulting. We have really great consultants that are very knowledgeable, and we've been lucky to have a lot of business and a lot of repeat business.
Haley, anything else you want to say about being here in the Stewart community or the business itself that you want the public to know about?
Just that we care about Stewart. We want to be part of the community. We kind of felt like being up here on the second floor, we were kind of disconnected. That was sort of why we wanted to open the storefront, so that we can all be part of the community as well. So if anybody needs anything, please let us know, and we're happy to help out.
And that storefront had its official opening here this last week. And what are the hours and when you guys open?
Sure. We will be open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 2.
Fantastic. So once again, that's the owner here of a new business in Stewart, Midwest Senior Services and Midwest Outfitters and Apparel. So stop on by, maybe check out the new bakery, grab your favorite dessert, and then come on by and check out the store. So Haley, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.